Psalm 147, which, by the way, if you're reading a psalm a day and a proverbs a day, this is the 147th day of the second half of our year, and so that happens to be a psalm that we'd have read this morning on our Bible reading schedule. Next year, on our schedule, I have all of the psalm and proverb reading for each day again on your Bible reading schedule. Psalms 147 and one other one also, Psalm 33. So we've got to go to both ends of psalm here, the front end and the back end. Psalm 33 and Psalms 147. Let's start out with Psalm 147, since that's not really in my schedule. I want to look at the new song in our homes. The new song in our homes. We've looked this month, again, at several things that ought to be in our home. We've looked at family altar. We've looked at family prayer. Last week, we looked at family thanksgiving again. And today, I want to look at something that really needs emphasized around here at Good Samaritan Baptist Church. Because we don't have a choir, we don't have a piano player, we don't have anyone to do the singing for you. And so you're on your own kind of around here to come up with a new song in your heart. And so I just want to emphasize the fact that even though we don't do well with a lot of music around here at Good Samaritan Baptist Church, we need to still have a new song in our heart. And we'll read some verses here that talk about it as noise again, but sometimes that's what it might be, but listen, we need to have this new song in our homes, in our lives, and in our hearts. So let's look a little bit on that theme on music. Psalm 147, let's stand for the reading of God's Word, and we'll go ahead and pick up and read a few verses here, and then turn back to Psalm 33 and read a few verses there. Psalms 147, your Bible says, "Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely." I like that word. My mom used that word a lot, and I never knew what it meant then. I'm still not sure now, but I still like that word again. Praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, sing praise upon the harp unto our God. Turn back to Psalm 33, and let's look again at the same theme. Psalm 33 in your Bible, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely." I like that word. "Praise is comely," it says, "for the upright." If you take that verse and turn it inside out, it means that praise is not comely for the unupright. Does that make sense? So praise is comely for the upright. Verse 2, "Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery, and an instrument of 10 strings. Praise the Lord, I like a 10-string guitar in front of the church this morning. Verse 3 says, "Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord." Father, praise you again and thank you. Thank you again, Father, that when you saved us, you put a new song in our heart. You stood us on a solid rock. And Father, I pray again that you'd help every one of us, even here this morning, Father, that we'd have that new song on our lips all this week. We'll give you praise again for emphasizing the need of that, even in our individual lives, but especially in our homes. And we'll give you praise for touching the message today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Appreciate again as we gather today. We are gathered here today to join this man and this woman. Oh, sorry. This wrong set of notes I had out here again. Praise the Lord. That's Saturday again. You come back Saturday. We're at Freedom Village and we'll go ahead and visit that set of notes. Praise the Lord. Psalm 33, I want to emphasize again that we have a new song in our heart. And I just got a ton of scripture. I got 2 pages of scripture just to read to you again, just to emphasize the fact that that new song needs to come out someplace again. And I've heard some of you sing, and let me go ahead and say that we need to sing anyway, all right? Praise the Lord. We heard a song on Lawrence Welk last night, and I thought, I love this song, but I never heard anybody sing it than what Jeannie sings that song. And as soon as they started singing it on Lawrence Welk, I guess they played an organ piece with it on, and I thought, wow, I recognize that song. And some of you will get this. The name of it was I Love You Truly. I do. So we sing some songs again about being in love, and we sing all kinds of songs about this world. Again, I flip through. I don't have any radio stations I like around here, so I'm constantly hitting that scan button on my radio, and there's like 3 country stations around here. And to be honest with you, I'd rather listen to the country stations than I would the Christian stations that I can pick up around here. But when you listen to the country station, we listened to like 4 songs in a row, and every one of them was about losing your true love and losing your dog and losing your truck and just on and on. And I thought, man, this is pretty depressing stuff. I don't think that's love songs even. But listen, when we get saved, when we're born again, when Christ comes into our heart, all them old songs ought to again be replaced with a new song. We've got a new song in our heart. We have a song again about God, and the verses that I just read there include some things about how the majesty of God, the almightiness of God, and we've got much to sing about. I was flipping through my collection of songs to sing in offertory today and thinking, you know, I've got about 32 songs in that concert series we did on heaven. And boy, there's a lot of songs we could sing of just about be gone to heaven. The songs we sang this morning in our worship service. And I appreciate again that we sing songs in our worship service. Sometimes we struggle, but we got them started again. And praise the Lord. I hope you're watching the words of the song, some of those songs. I'm a child of the King. Man, I love that song again. I sing that sometimes when I'm in the shower. Just bellow it out. Boy, it's good again to be a child of the King and to know our heritage and to know again of the new birth that we have and the salvation that's eternal in our lives. Psalm 40 says this, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. You know, our songs ought to be a testimony of God's goodness to us. I wonder how many people could give testimony to your love for Christ because of the song that's in your heart. Say, boy, whenever I see them, they're singing a song. They're just rejoicing. Listen, that's what that verse says, that we've got a new song, and the world that's going to see it is going to have a new fear of God, and they're going to trust in the Lord. I like that verse. Psalm 96 says, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Psalm 98, I will sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. Psalm 144, I will sing a new song unto thee, O God, upon a psaltery, an instrument of 10 strings, will I sing praise unto thee. Psalm 149, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. If I read all the psalms that talked about singing and songs again, we'd be here the rest of the day looking at psalms again and our singing that's brought out by the psalmists. Isaiah 42 says this, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Revelation 5:9 says, and they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred, thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Even Revelation 14 talks about a new song. It's curious. It says, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, which no man could learn that song, but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. 144,000 is going to have a new song once they get redeemed. And listen, we all the more ought to have a new song that just echoes from our lips because of what Christ has done for us. We've not only got a new song, we've got a new name. For Israel, it says in Isaiah 62, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. For Christians, Revelation 2, the messages to the churches, it says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. Isn't that a curious verse? You know, when they had the Ark of the Covenant, they took manna and they hid, as it were, a bucket of hidden manna in the Ark of the Covenant. Praise the Lord, we've got a new covenant. Amen. And we can partake of that same manna, praise the Lord, and have again the sustenance of all of our lives cared for and brought about. I will give to eat of the new hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written down, which no man knoweth save he that receiveth it. Revelation 3:12, another message to the church says, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. Listen, we've got a new name. We've got a new song in our heart if you're a born-again Christian. 16 times the Bible says, sing unto the Lord. Let's see if we can get all 16 of them in here in 16 minutes. Moses sang it, Exodus 15. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song unto the Lord and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. Deborah, one of the judges again, when man wouldn't stand up and judge Israel, God raised up Deborah. Then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinom, on that day, saying, praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves. Hear, O ye, hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes. I Even I will sing unto the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord God of all Israel. All the earth was to sing unto the Lord. 1 Chronicles 16 says, sing unto the Lord all the earth. Show forth from day to day His salvation. Declare His glory among the heathen, His marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. And then lastly, we understand, of course, that the righteous need to sing this new song. Psalm 13, I will sing unto the Lord because He hath dealt bountifully with me. Psalms 30, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His. Psalms 95, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Psalm 96, O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Psalms 96 again, sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Psalms 98, O sing unto the Lord a new song, for He hath done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm hath gotten Him the victory. And then in Psalms 98, it says, sing unto the Lord with the harp, and with the harp and the voice of the psalm. So as we again understand, we don't have any harp players in here. Holden, you play the harp? You ought to look into that again. Good. David was a harp player. Remember, David was called to play music for Saul. Caused the troubled spirit to go out of him. That was an evil spirit sent by God, by the way. And David's harp playing caused, again, that troubled spirit to go out of him. It's amazing. I got another message. I won't preach it this morning, but on the effect of music in our lives. And music changes our emotion. Music changes our demeanor. It changes our mood. It has an effect on our thinking. And so music, again, this new song especially, is to do all of that in our lives. We've got a song in our heart, and they expected it. I already touched on this, but Genesis 31:26, it says, and Laban said unto Jacob, what hast thou done that thou hast stolen away unawares and carried away my daughter's captives and taken with the sword? Wherefore didst thou flee away secretly and steal away from me, and didst not tell me that I might have sent thee away with mirth and with songs and with tabouret and with harp? Listen, the world is expecting us a song on our heart. Even here under Laban and Jacob, remember the adversity and the struggle and the war that they were in. But Laban was still expecting that Jacob would have a song in his heart. And though we're being persecuted in this world, we still need to have a song in our heart as that testimony. Think of Job. And Job's friend Elihu said to him, But none saith, where is God my maker who giveth songs in the night? So we ought to have, no matter what we're going through, a song. The captives of Israel are told in Psalm 137, for there they that carried us away captive required us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. And listen, the world's expecting a song in your heart. If you got a new life, a new name, you have a new song. We ought to, again, go ahead and practice that and get it out a little bit. Solomon, it says of him that he spake 3,000 proverbs. We've only got about 1,000 of them, so we're missing 2,000 of them. 1,000 were recorded in the Bible, having to do with wisdom. And then it says, and his songs were 1,005. I like that. So Solomon had a new song in his heart. David with the ark. Remember David trying to bring the ark back to Israel, did it wrong the first time. And David and all Israel played before God with all their might, with singing and with harps and with psalteries and with timbrels and with cymbals and with trumpets. Remember a guy named Obed-Edom. and how they parked the ark in his front yard there and left it there for, I think, 3 months. And God blessed the house of Obed-Edom, so much so that Obed-Edom went and joined the choir. And he took harp lessons, Holden, so that he'd learn to play the harp, and again, so that he could again just praise the Lord. And it says in 2 Samuel 6:11, "And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all of his household." Then in chapter 25 it says, "So the number of them with their brethren that were instructed in the songs of the Lord, even all that were cunning, was 248. They had a big choir again. And so, again, Obed-Edom signed up for choir. And praise the Lord for the change brought into our lives and the song that comes into our lives. Under the revival of Nehemiah, they had singers. And both the singers and the porters kept the word of their God and the word of their purification according to the commandment of David and Solomon his son. For in the days of David and Asaph of old, there were chief of the singers, and songs of praise and thanksgiving unto the Lord. Of course, the psalmist, we've already read many of his. "Thou art my hiding place, thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance." Selah. That Selah there means go figure. Here's one from Psalms 119 that talks all about the word of God. In all of its verses, and it says in verse 54, "Thy statutes have been my song in the house of my pilgrimage." From the wisest, I'm in the midst of reading the Song of Songs again in my personal Bible reading, and I've told some of you that I wrote all of that out by hand to my true love while I was at college, and it worked just fine. She married me, praise the Lord. So the Song of Songs, think about that title. And think about the subject of that again. Is not only love, but the love of God that He has towards us. And so we have the Song of Songs recorded for us in that light. From the ransomed, Isaiah 35 says, "And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." Listen, God wants us to be a joyous Christian. And again, we've been ransomed, we've been redeemed, we've been brought back from the saved. It says in Isaiah 38, "The Lord was ready to save me, therefore we will sing my songs to the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord." It's not for the rebel to sing songs of praise. I mentioned that being uncomely and being upright. But notice here what it says in Ezekiel 26, "And I will cause the noise of thy songs to cease, and the sound of thy harp shall be no more heard." Listen, one of the things that's gone from our lives when we're living in sin, one of the first broken fellowships is that the song is gone out of our life. Don't let that be the case for you. Amos 5 says, "Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy viols." In chapter 8 it says, "And the songs of the temple shall be howlings in that day. And I will turn your feasts into mourning and your songs into lamentations." Boy, we want to be on a right foot with God. We want to be in a right fellowship with God. When we're in a right fellowship with God, we've got a new song in our heart. In Ephesians chapter 5, it says, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Listen, if you can't make melody with your voice, you can still make melody in your heart.
Amen.
And again, when we sing songs, again, it's a joy, and we're commanded to do that. But here's a verse that says it ought to always be in our heart. We have a melody in our heart. We ought to have a joy of our salvation that just rings. We said about everything, give thanks last week in the message. Here we can go ahead, apply that in everything, have a song again. That we ought to have a song in our heart because of what God has done for us. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. One day, evangelist Lauren Dawson preached from the hymn book. I don't know if you've heard him preach, but he had three messages that he liked to preach. He liked to preach from the three books, again, that's necessary for worship. Of course, this Holy Bible is the book that's necessary for our worship. This is how we know God. This is how we know our relationship with Him. And this book, again, is important. Secondly, he preached out of this book here again. This pocketbook that we carry around. And he preached a good message on that. But then he picked up an old hymn book here. And he preached several messages out of this book. And just the hymns that we sing and the words of those songs as we sing them. Again, is such an uplift, such a tremendous testimony. And it's part of that new song that we have in our heart. He preached, I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus of Nazarene, and wonder how He could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. Oh, how marvelous! Oh, how wonderful! Oh, yeah, he preached about our Savior out of that song. He preached, Man of Sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior. He preached on out of the songbook, and he preached a message on, I gave my life for Thee, what hast Thou given for me? I gave my life for Thee. What hast Thou given for me? He preached one that's familiar around here. Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Listen, we ought to have a new song in our heart. I try to pick up songs, Sunday school song. Sometimes a song gets stuck in your head, and you just sing it all week. That's a good thing, if it's a good song. It's funny how the world can get a song stuck in your head, and it sticks there all week. It's funny, again, how we can memorize Scripture by song and memorize principles of God in our songs. So let's make sure this week, in our homes, in our family altar, I know that's tough, but it's good to break out into song every once in a while, even in family altar, even in prayer time. I knew a preacher who preached or prayed through the entire book of Psalms. One psalm a day for 150 days, his prayer again was a psalm. That takes a little study, a little sincerity. But boy, again, we could have a song in our heart. Let's stand, open our Bibles to Colossians chapter 3. We're going to close with a song here today. And it's in the Bible. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Colossians chapter 3. And we're right from the Word of God going to close the service today by singing Colossians 3:16. I think we can get most of it here. We've sung it before. And I don't know all the verses that are involved, so let's give it the Colossians 3:16 is our closing invitation here to have a song in our heart. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. Father, may we practice what we just sang. Father, touch our week. Give us a new song. Give us a new excitement of our salvation. Father, we live in a dark and gloomy world of despair. And Father, I pray again that for us we'd have a new song and a joy of our salvation, and a joy again that get all over our life this week. We thank you for a week of thanksgiving that we've had. Pray now again that we could have a week of rejoicing, because praise is comely to the upright. We'll give you praise even now for the new song you've given us. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Lord bless you today. Yeah,